You have questions, we have answers. This is Jane Muller.
And this is Ken Muller. Welcome to our show, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane. Today, we are rejoined by Mayor Brian Waller, the mayor of Piscataway. Mayor, welcome back to our show.
Thank you for inviting me back.
Yes, we have a lot of good, we still have a lot more things to cover that we didn't cover last Sunday's show, so we're pleased to have you back again. Here's a fun fact about Piscataway. How did Piscataway get its name? Ta-da! Well, it goes back to the European settlers who came from the Piscataqua River, located on the coastal border between New Hampshire and Maine. So I guess they changed it from Piscataqua to Piscataway. It's a little bit easier to pronounce, at least for me it is.
So I want to interject. There's also a Quibbletown section of Piscataway, which was named by the Quakers who were living there at the time, that the reason why it was called Quibbletown, because they can never agree on anything, so they always called it the Quibbletown section
Quibbles,
of Piscataway.
Because I guess quibbling is a word, right?
That's yes.
Or it seems like, so yeah. Quakers and quibbling, interesting. Yeah. And also, we were talking off the air that you were saying, I think, that Piscataway, as far as New Jersey goes, Piscataway was the first township to celebrate the 4th of July, right?
That's correct, by order decree of General George Washington, who was head of the Continental Army. At that time, after they won a battle against the British, they were in Johnson's Park, basically, celebrating, whereas General Washington ordered a round of volley of fire to be shot off by the 10,000 troops that were there, and evidently it was heard all the way down at Sandy Hook by the British. I thought they were being attacked. So that was really, by decree, the first celebration of the 4th of July, and it happened a year after the independence.
Wow.
So ever since, so we have hashtag first fourth.
Wow. Right.
And the town goes back, like you said, over 350 years to December 17th, 1666. So it's got a lot of great history in it. And like your family, you have personal history going back many, many generations for the town. And if you want to just give us briefly your history in politics, I know we covered it last week, but just to recap.
Well, last week we talked about what got the bug into me, but... It was interesting because when I was a little kid also, I would be constantly playing in a lot of the parks with my family. And then one day we were horsing around and I got knocked under the old merry-go-round. I don't know if everybody remembers
the old
merry-go-rounds. All right, and we're starting to date ourselves here. I got my head really knocked pretty good. And I said, if I can ever do anything, if I ever get into power to do something, I'm going to pull all these merry-go-rounds and I'm going to make the parks really nice. And lo and behold, when I got to be mayor, one of the first big initiatives I did was we revamped all 26 municipal parks with the most state-of-the-art playground equipment.
Wow.
And that was from an experience as a 9 or 10-year-old.
Wow.
Right, right. And we mentioned last show about all the corporations here. I think you have Colgate-Palmolive.
Yes, we do.
Right, because when I did consulting work, I was in that campus multiple
times.
Well,
we love when people smile in this town.
Yeah,
yes,
and you have all their teeth, too.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So that's another big, you have a lot of good businesses there.
And like, we have the two largest distributors of Italian food products, Proforma and Ferrara Foods.
Oh, Ferrara Foods, I know.
Yeah, and that deliver, have all the, basically from Connecticut all the way down to the Carolinas, that they supply all the Italian food products for a lot of the businesses.
Wow. Yeah, and then Stelton Road has a lot of the smaller businesses.
Yes, right? All the mom and pop businesses right there. We also have, a lot of a lot of food sciences buildings, cosmetics. If you use Chanel, that is the only manufacturing site in North, Central, or South America that covers this area of the globe.
Oh.
So if you use Chanel products, it's made in Piscataway.
Wow!
Oh, that was my mom's favorite.
We have the North America headquarters of Louis Vuitton.
Oh.
So we love people looking good, smelling good,
smiling,
eating good,
smile good.
Right there. And all this is, and as I said before, that we're the only area where you can go start from pre-K and already get a postdoctorate. The only thing you can't get in our town is a doctorate of law.
Right, right.
You can get everything else.
Right. And let's talk about that. We covered that last week's show, but we didn't get to fully expand upon that. The opportunities that the mentoring program you have with certain companies, that they'll mentor the students and get them and cover their tuition, I guess, to go to Rutgers. That's like a win-win program and a great.
It was an initiative started, I believe, under Dr. McCormick at the time, who was the university president, but also was a Piscataway High graduate and resident of town, longtime resident of town. So it's between New Brunswick, Piscataway, Camden, and the city of Newark that they take they pick out students that they mentor them for a four-year period, starting in eighth grade all the way up to high school. And if they maintain their grades right there, they get an automatic acceptance into Rutgers University. But more importantly is that they pay for the tuition for the 4 years.
Wow.
So they get a full ride.
Wow.
Right. Which is incredible.
And how do they select the candidates?
That is up to the school district.
Financial needs.
Yes, if financial needs is a huge part of
it. Part of it, right.
And they look at the financial needs and academics like that. Yeah. There. So, which is good because, you know, we want the university to be partnering in the education because we want to make sure that children are educated for the 21st century workforce. And that is another big thing that folks in the listenership may not know. The first thing, if a business is looking to move into a community, they'll approach the town, they'll approach the county economic development. They'll say, hey, what's your workforce like?
Yes.
Because they're looking for, in this day and age, they're looking for people with technology savviness and a lot of things like that. And that's a big issue whether a business is going to locate in the region or not. And all has to do with workforce development. We may not think of that. They're always thinking, oh, maybe it's taxes or something like that. But no, a lot of it has to do with the availability of the workforce.
Mm-hmm. Within a certain radius. For commuting, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Piscataway is like almost 19 square miles. Let's talk about the public safety. Obviously, you and the police are doing a great job to keep the crime rates, keep the people safe. And want to talk about the
community. And, you know, that is at the local level. That's one of the fiduciary responsibility as mayors and council members have is public safety, you know, whether it's medical safety, law enforcement safety. We're very fortunate enough to have a very good police department out there that immerses themselves within the community. And I've always encouraged all of our employees to immerse themselves in the community. It's just not a job. It's a way of living. We encourage them to get involved in, a lot of the recreational programs. And that leads to the fact that we do offer free recreational programmings to our young residents out there. So if I should never hear a parent saying that their child says they're bored because we have so many programs out there that are free of charge where a lot of communities do charge for that.
Right. That's a big thing. Not only are they free of charge, but also you mentioned off the air that the equipment and things are covered. So if a child wants to play Pop Warner football,
pads, like say if you're playing Pop Warner or soccer.
So you're talking a few hundreds of dollars.
It adds up. Anybody just go to a store like a Dick's or whatever, the cost is.
Yeah.
Right there. So it does add up.
It adds up for any sport, baseball, football, sure, soccer, you need certain.
That's why we're a sports community. And that's one of the attributes that Money Magazine named us four times over the last 11 years as one of the top 100 towns to live in the United States. Because that was one of the key benefactor is location, the housing stock, educational system, availability because we're our university town.
Town, sure.
And things like, and availability of jobs.
And there have been a good number of athletes that have come from Piscataway High School.
We've had a lot of first-round draft picks.
First-round draft picks in different
both football, basketball, and like, for instance, Carl Anthony Towns in the New York Knicks is Piscataway.
Wow.
So
he's probably happy he's moving back closer to his dad. So his dad still lives in here, so he was just traded from the Timberwolves to the Knicks.
Yeah, and then certainly Rutgers has produced a certain athletes in the pro football. There's the McCourty brothers.
Yes,
they were the safeties. Ray Rice was a running back, played with the Ravens. He was a Piscataway.
You have a lot of university graduates that are settling in here in Piscataway and starting their families. They just decide to not move out. They got a job in the Central Jersey area and they like the location. As you know, in real estate, location, right? And just so
they love the community,
yes,
too.
Yeah. Let's talk about the real estate in Piscataway. Like everywhere else in Central Jersey, the real estate has been booming the last couple of years, even since COVID. And everybody thought, oh, COVID would come. With their interest rates rising, the prices would eventually subside. But we're not really seeing that in the Central Jersey market. And that's good in one way for the homeowner. Owners, and it's for people that want to buy or rent, it's a little bit more challenging, but they still manage.
Well, it's kind of interesting because you know, some resident was going, "Hey, mayor, you know, I got my assessed evaluation and it went up $100,000. I mean, they think that they're paying about $100,000. No, that's the assessed valuation. And I'm not an expert in assessment. But what I can tell you is that it's such a demand market in Piscataway, even with the interest rates when they were high for 2 years. You know, you'd had people paying $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 over asking. Mm-hmm. If somebody had asked me that 5 or 6 years ago, I would say, "What are you, crazy?" Yeah. But it's such a demand market now, and the housing stock really varies right now that you can get something from $1 million all the way now, probably maybe $400,000. Right. Maybe.
Right.
Maybe.
That, if you're lucky.
And that's a big maybe.
Yeah. That used to
the
be
townhouse, the condos in the Society Hill there is just a fly off the shelf.
You know what we're seeing now is back in the early 90s, to be very brief, we had a lot of folks from Staten Island moving in. Now they're moving out. Now we're seeing folks from Brooklyn and Queens moving into our community because it's still relatively close enough to go back to visit their families. But. Yeah. They're getting more value for their dollar moving out here, and the amenities that are here and location, it's more sellable.
Right.
And, you know, the business is about moving jobs and things like that. You know, we're very fortunate in that respect.
Absolutely. Yeah. All right. Very good. Why don't we take a short break? We'll be right back after these messages.
Prime office space on Route 18 is available for lease. This versatile layout features private offices, conference rooms, and workstations with options to lease from 500 square feet to 2,800 square feet. Ideal for lawyers, accountants, and any professional service provider. Convenience extends beyond the premises with quick and direct access to major highways, including the New Jersey Turnpike, Route 1 and Route 130. To find out more, contact Ken at 908-337-9448. Location, location, location. Yes, that's right. A three-level building located directly on Route 18 in East Brunswick is for sale. A great opportunity to present your business and brand to more than 50,000 passing vehicles. Zoned highway commercial, this building is suitable for retail, service, and professional uses. To find out more, please contact Ken at 908-337-9448.
You've got the questions. They've got the answers. It's All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller. Now let's get back out to our hosts, Ken and Jane.
Okay, welcome back. So Mayor Waller, let's talk about another really neat thing in Piscataway, the Piscataway Community Center, which is a really big, a great tribute to the town.
Well, I got to tell you, if somebody would have told me 10 years ago that we would have 13,000 plus members, I would have said to them, "Are you smoking something you're not supposed to be smoking?"
Well, now maybe
legal. But now it's legal.
Yes.
But right. The funny thing is, you know, I remember when we had going back almost 12 or 14 years ago, when we were having meetings with the Y folks nationally, they were telling us that, hey, you know, if you get 5,000 members, that would be considered a lot. Hmm. And it has become now one of the most state-of-the-art community centers in the state of New Jersey, so much so that a lot of government officials from different municipalities across the state do pick up the phone and call, "Hey, we heard about your community center. Can we come down and take a walk through? And by the way, how did you finance this? How did you get this over the finish line?" And in a nutshell, we were very fortunate enough through the economic development of a lot of the companies that we brought in, that's what paid for the debt service on it. And so this way it didn't have any impact on the local taxpayers.
Which is great. So talk about, walk us through it, because what's inside, what are the residents, what can they partake in within the community center? What types of activities or events?
Oh,
how big is it roughly?
The activities approximately a 96,000 square foot.
96,000
square foot
wow.
building.
Wow.
We have a competition-sized pool.
Oh.
We have a therapy pool predominantly used by seniors. And then we have a children's kiddie pool in there. And all three pools are on separate school systems, separate filter systems. And the reason why we did that, so we did travel to Virginia Beach very quickly to see how they had six community counters. And one of the disadvantages of being on one filter system, if something goes wrong, you have to shut all three down. Yeah. So we learned from other cities and towns across the country's mistakes, and we improved on ours. We have dance studios. We have a teen center. We also have our office for emergency management. That is our official evacuation site for a town because it's a Homeland Security building. We have a basketball, a volleyball court. We have a running track above. We have golf simulators. So if you play golf, you can play a golf on 300 different courses worldwide. We have an 8,500 square foot fitness center right there, which has most state-of-the-art equipment. And then we have a lot of other programming. We have an outdoor spray park, which is very, very, very popular, which is chlorinated. Yeah. One of the few that are chlorinated. And we were allowed to stay open during the pandemic because of all the safety measures. And then, you know, all the programming that goes that meets a child from 2 years old. And we have a daycare center in there from 2 years old all the way up to your seniors.
Wow.
So there's something for everybody in that building.
Can we come
and
visit?
And a snack bar.
Are you, open to non-residents? Or
yes, the snack bar is. Yeah, no, if you want to join up, it's open. You just pay a different fee.
Different fee, yeah.
Different
yeah.
fee as a non-resident.
And it's very affordable from what we were
talking about. Oh, yes, very, very. You know, in the low 70s, you can get a family of four.
That is
and all the programming.
Yeah, and that is the concept. I was talking with some other people in the recreation field that they want to have like a. This is, sounds like a facility where it service everything from daycare to the model. The model is the modern.
We never anticipated that
this is the approach that I think a lot of those rec centers are looking, or a lot of townships are going to look for. The vision where you could drop your kids off, you could then work out, have them in daycare. So it's a whole family. It's like a family. It is.
So you have like if you have a young child that's three or four. That needs you can drop the child off in the daycare thing, and then while the parents can go and work out, and then pick the child up.
It's
like I said, it's really encompassing. We're very fortunate enough with the Metuchen Edison Y Branch folks that are managing it for the Piscataway Township. They do a very good job with the programming, and that's one of the first things people say about the building. They say, "Oh, it's the cleanest building I ever see," and you know, you never think about things like that. Oh, is the building clean? People are always more concerned about programming stuff, but that's the first thing that pops in their mind, that it's a very clean building.
Especially after pandemic.
That's a big issue, Jane, is that you hit it right on the head because of the pandemic. People are more cognizant and things like that now, but we're very happy. And we have two very large generators out there that are natural gas for generators. So we actually did, during Hurricane Ida, we did house about 30 families there for about 3 days until the Red Cross was able to pick up and get them housed right there. So it did work out the way we envisioned it as also an emergency evacuation site.
Right, right. Serves
why that design, how that, I'm just curious, right? Because we don't have one in his budget. Yeah. How that design came together, how that started?
So the input, there was a lot of input by the Y National and our local officials, along with the local architect and Netta Architects, to have it a more open air. Originally, it was going to have like closed off of rooms, but we wanted to make it a more open air facility. So for security purposes, that folks that are working here can see every facets, not just with security cameras, but for safety reasons. We also wanted to make it a safe facility, and that's where we came with a more open air design. You know, they have the plexiglass you could see in every room right there. You know, so you want to make sure for safety purposes that, you know, God forbid, a medical issue would crop up that somebody could see it right away.
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
You know, I mean, you don't think of those things, but when you're running a large facility like that, you have to. And, you know, that dovetails. I mean, you have a lot of seniors that live in senior housing across the street, come over. Like in the morning at 7 o'clock in the morning, you must have about 30 seniors in the therapy pool where you have therapy sessions actually in the water. Like, say, if you had back surgery or a knee surgery, they come and they have their therapy sessions in the water at the community center.
And they probably have like stretching rooms, aerobics rooms, yoga rooms. I'm sure
they have everything.
Everything
like that.
It's really like a gym.
We have an art studio. We have an art studio there too. that we have arts and crafts. It's a beautiful art studio.
Yeah, we have to visit that.
How long does it from the beginning to the end build? How many years?
Well, the actual construction took about 18 months. But
that's quick.
It was very quick. It started envisioned in 2004, but it took us all the way up to 2019 to break ground because we didn't have a way to finance it.
Yeah.
Because we were always trying to get it financed without
like that. Oh my gosh. I mean,
how did you get financing?
Well, it was through a lot of the companies that moved in town through the economic development.
And you said it cost the town like next to nothing compared to the cost.
Do they contribute? Do they donate? Or
What ended up happening through the revenue stream through the town, through the corporations, we were able to come up with the money to build the building, which was very unique, and that's why a lot of government officials at the local level do stop by. They want to know how the facility operates, but more importantly, they want to know how it was financed.
Did you have any problem getting permits from the township? That can be a challenge.
I have to laugh.
I'm only kidding.
The company that built it. They thought that we were one of the best. And the real challenge was when the pandemic
hit. Construction office, so they don't approve something.
They worked hand in hand with the construction company. But more importantly, is that when the whole country shut down in March of 2020, we were worried because the facade was being shipped over from Italy. And fortunately for us, it was already on the boat coming over. Italy shut down. And we weren't going to. So there was a lot of nuances and headaches that were going on during the pandemic, as well as everybody else's everyday lives.
Right.
So we were one of the few projects that was allowed to continue because we were 70% complete.
Yeah, and I guess the workers,
opened in September of 2020.
And they just were doing their construction work, and it was out. Yes. Some of it was out open air, so it wasn't.
And we had the most state-of-the-art system there for health stuff with all the. In the health systems that were put in, we never anticipated that the pandemic would hit, and that the vision that was done 5 years prior to that on what should go in there would be a major player on why we were able to stay open.
That's great.
It was just by fortuitous
luck. Nobody really envisioned the pandemic because I remember even the mayor of New York at that time, Mayor de Blasio, was two months before, was saying, go out to the restaurants. There's nothing to worry about. And then all of a sudden, the boom hit. And everybody,
I got to tell you, it has been a learning experience.
It was just a learning. Yeah, there were so many challenges in that. And then with the whole pandemic was...
It did affect the real estate market in Piscataway in central New Jersey. Yeah. People... in both the business real estate market and the residential real estate market, because now, as we said earlier on the prior Sunday about how, the businesses were looking now, they now know they can operate without bigger office buildings. Mm-hmm. And so now it all goes back to repurposing.
And the advent of Zoom and all that, which is great for social media, but that eliminates certain
needs. It does have an impact on local communities here in the central New Jersey region because, you're getting less revenue coming in.
Right. But now there is a sense, talking about commercial real estate, there is a sense that now people are wanting to gravitate back to the office and employers, and the employers are kind of mandating it. Because there's a feeling, there's something, when you come to the office and with other people, there's a sense of camaraderie.
It's also team building.
There's a slight shift back in that direction. It hasn't gone fully back, but there is encouragement.
But there will be some version of coming back full time. I know that some of the large companies in town where they would break their teams down. Like, all right, you're the A team. You would come in 2 days a week, 3 days off. And then the other team would come in, like, say, Wednesday, Thursday. There's been some hybrid. But with that being said, it is a challenge at the local level, dealing with that with the economics. And, and as it is with a challenge with folks that live in communities. So, we're all still muddling through it.
Sure.
But we have to be agile and think out of the box and can't be static in old ways, because those towns that are static are the ones that are going to be going by the wayside.
I was wondering, so speaking about, because you have to you compare notes with other mayors in New Jersey or maybe around the country. Do you guys, what is the typically, like, do you have on the agenda every 3 times or 4 times a year, the mayors will have like a conference call or like a meeting?
Yes, we have constant.
So you guys kind of can bounce ideas and talk about problems and challenges.
We have working Zoom calls where it may be a single issue that we work through.
Yeah.
And, No town has the answers for everything, but if you can cherry pick answers to problems in every towns around the country, you might be able to find something that fits the needs of your community.
That is,
and that's the key.
Yeah,
collaboration.
Yeah, that's just like with any field. You guys need help because otherwise you get a lot of challenges from the town. So if you can,
like for instance, last year the mayor of Reno was the president of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. She focused on mental health, and we did a lot of lobbying on Capitol Hill with a lot of mayors to get some of the rules changed to mental health. Like for instance, now we have a mental health clinician that rides with our police officers. So if there's somebody comes on a call that needs obviously some mental health issues, that instead of having to be in a police matter, it becomes a mental health issue where you have a certified clinician there. Mayor Ginther of Columbus, Ohio, who's the president this year, is focusing on housing across the country. So every mayor has a different niche market, what they want to focus on, and that's you move with that. And you know, we can multitask, and we're like moms. We can multitask.
Moms and dads.
Right? Yeah.
Wow. Well, that is so interesting. Yeah, we are out of time again, but we want to thank you very much for being our guests, coming back to our show for this Sunday, and taking the time to share with us all the great things happening in Piscataway. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you. It's my honor and a pleasure.
Thank you. Have a good one. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane Muller, airing every Sunday at 10 a.m. on 93.5 FM, 1450 AM, Fox Sports, New Jersey. For feedback and suggestions for future topics, go to their Facebook page, All About Real Estate with Ken and Jane, or email them at realestatewithkenandjane@gmail.com or call 732-898-2266.